Coming up on today's show...
I flew out to Lake Placid, New York, tried out for the bobsled team, had just 2 weeks to learn the sport before trying out, somehow finished in the top six overall, made the World Cup team, and a month later got shipped out to Europe.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or catholicsportsradio.com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday. Social media for this show, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group, whose members are both listeners and some past guests. There is no cost to join that. Below my picture, near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net, there is a white button that says Join Our Facebook Group. Tap or click on that to get taken there. I really enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. Have you ever watched a sporting event where a player gets injured and the first person waving for the athletic trainer to come out to administer care is a member of the opposing team? It is really great to see, is it not? Suddenly, the color of or the logo on an athlete's jersey goes completely out the window, and it becomes all about caring for a brother or sister in Christ who is in distress. Oftentimes, we even see that the next action taken is going down on one knee in prayer, asking for the Lord to be present and lay his healing hand on that fallen athlete that he or she might be able to avoid serious injury. Good sportsmanship suddenly takes on a whole new dimension. It is also an opportunity to send a message to those who are watching relative to how we should be loving one another and looking out and caring for each other daily in whatever part of society we find ourselves in. This is part of our walk with Christ, aiming to spend eternity with him in heaven. In the New Testament, 1 John chapter 2 says in verse 10, quote, "Whoever loves his brother remains in the light, and there is nothing in him to cause a fall." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest competed 3 months ago at the Winter Olympics in Italy as a member of Team USA bobsled. She is a three-time NCAA indoor pentathlon champion, having competed for the Fighting Irish at the University of Notre Dame. She competed at 2 U.S. Olympic team trials in track and field and finished 5th in the women's heptathlon at the U.S. National Championships in 2025. She started in bobsled in August 2025 and made the U.S. bobsled team for the 2025-26 season as a push athlete. At her IBSF World Cup debut later that year in Latvia, she would finish 4th in two-woman bobsled and be named to her first Olympic team for the Games earlier this year in Milano Cortina. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Jaden O'Brien.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you. And Jaden, what a cool sports story that I'm anxious for us to get to. But for starters, share with us where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
Yeah, so I was born in Framingham, Massachusetts. And I am part of a 7 siblings, or I have 6 siblings. I'm 7 in my family.
What's the boy-girl breakdown of the other six, and where are you out of the seven?
I have five brothers and one sister, and I'm number two, so I'm the second oldest.
Wow. Wow. Tell us about the presence of the Catholic faith in the O'Brien household when you were a young girl, including any Catholic education that you might have received.
So the Catholic faith was the central part of my family. Growing up, a very Irish Catholic family, we went to weekly mass, including multiple times throughout the week. We'd go to adoration as a family. As often as we could, we'd say the rosary daily, practice confession multiple times a month, and made sure that God was talked about consistently in our everyday lives. And my parents did an excellent job with that. They were absolutely our role models in not only life, but especially in faith. And my dad actually started his own men's ministry. It's called Men of Christ out here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so the Catholic faith has been a crucial part of our family life and my life.
An audience, ironically, way back on episode 75 of this show, it was July of 2020, Jaden's dad was a guest here on Catholic Sports Radio, Kevin O'Brien. I encourage you to go back and look up that interview, listen to it. He played in the NFL for the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots, the Canadian Football League, the World League, which became NFL Europe, played college football at Bowling Green State University, and so on and so forth. But this episode is about Jaden, so I want to continue with her story. And athletes get to learn about facing adversity at some point during their competitive years, but Jaden, share with us about something you battled in elementary school having nothing to do with sports, and a saint that your mom turned to during it, who I think then became a saint you developed a devotion to.
Yeah, so in my early years, I developed a disease called PANDAS. And essentially, that disease took full control of my brain. And so I lost the ability to function, just function in everyday life, such as brush my hair, put clothes on, brush my teeth, turn on the shower. Like I was no longer a active, smiling little girl. I was a shell of a human. And I could go talk about that for hours, what that experience was like, how terrifying it was, how scarring that experience was to go from the ages of 5 to 5th grade, not being able to control your mind or your actions and constantly filled with terror. Wow. It was a very, very difficult time for me and my family. But during this time, my mother and my dad, I guess my whole family, developed a very strong relationship with St. Therese of Lisieux. And by studying her life, they discovered that she suffered with OCD. And severe OCD was one of the symptoms of PANDAS, amongst many others, but that was one side effect. And so we kind of latched onto her as a source of hope. And through my experience with PANDAS, there was quite a few little miracles actually that happened. And we attest a lot of that to St. Therese's intercession. And eventually, you know, and I think it was probably the end of my 5th grade year, through St. Therese's intercession and then through a mutual friend, we were able to find a doctor who was able to tell me what I had and eventually become healed.
Outstanding. Outstanding. An audience, the acronym that Jaden is saying is like PANDAS, like the bears, like let's go to the zoo and see the pandas, PANDAS. In the intro, Jaden, I jumped right into your college years and then the Olympics, but rewind back to your first days starting into sports. When did you first start participating in competitive sports? Who or what got you into it, and which sports did you play?
Yeah, so I was born into a very athletic family, right? So my mom and my dad were both D1 athletes. Mom ran track and dad played football. And so from a very young age, I had this desire to become an Olympian. Like I was so set on that happening. And that desire came from hearing stories about my dad's time in the NFL. And as I grew up and realized that I was not going to play in the NFL, I was like, okay, what is my version of the NFL? And that was the Olympics. So growing up, I was a big soccer player and a big basketball player. Those were my two favorite sports to play. I also did cross country and ran track and field. And later on chose track and field to be the sport I would play in college. But I was just a very active kid, constantly playing sports all year round, doing clubs, you know, for fun, just playing sports with friends. So coming from a very athletic family and then having a bunch of siblings who also played a bunch of sports, it just was so much fun. You know, it's helped enlighten my competitive desire. You know, I come from a super competitive family, so we're always constantly competing against each other, but all in good fun. So yeah, sports has been a part of my life since the very beginning.
We heard in the intro that as a student athlete, you competed at the University of Notre Dame. I'm guessing you were recruited there and I don't know, maybe even got a scholarship. But at the same time, how much did it being a Catholic school factor in your decision to attend there?
Yeah, so going to Notre Dame was by far the best decision I've ever made. I loved it. Everything about the university, what it stands for, the opportunity it gives you in all areas of life, it really is unmatched. So I decided to commit to the University of Notre Dame back in my junior year of high school, I believe, or maybe it was my senior year. I was recruited by them along with a bunch of other colleges across the country. But when it came down to making my final decision, it was between the University of Tennessee, the University of Minnesota, and Notre Dame. And I chose Notre Dame for three reasons. The first being faith. I wanted to go to a place where I could practice my Catholic faith openly and proudly and grow in it. The second part was academics. If for whatever reason, track did not work out and I couldn't compete anymore, I wanted to go to a place where I would be provided for academically, have great connections, and build an incredible resume to help me succeed later on in life. And then lastly, athletics. I wanted to go to a place where I could fulfill my Olympic dream, where I would become the best athlete I could be. And up to that point in my life, or up until this point in my life, actually, I assumed that I'd make it to the Olympics in track and field. So God does work in mysterious ways, but that was the reason I chose Notre Dame, those three reasons.
Audience, what a mature, informed decision that was. Keep in mind that Jaden said that she might have been a junior at the time. So number one, to have that foundation where she did prioritize faith first, and then number two, to say academics in case things didn't work out sports-wise. I mean, what boy or girl that age is thinking it's not going to work out? They all have all the confidence in the world that, well, I'm going to be the best athlete and I'm going to be the star and of course it's going to work out. And then I'm going to go on to this and then I'm going to go on to that. And so Jaden, a tip of the cap to you. And it sounds like you were so rooted in your Catholic faith that maybe we shouldn't be surprised that it was such an informed decision.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But my family, especially my parents, did an excellent job of making sure that, you know, we were prepared in all aspects when we went to college, and making sure our faith was a top priority was definitely made known in our family.
Now, the high school that you went to was a Catholic school. I'm about 98.3% sure of that. Tell me that I'm right, but then also, prior to high school, had you attended any Catholic schools?
Yep. So my high school was Divine Savior Holy Angels. It was a Catholic all-girls school out in Milwaukee. And for my whole life, though, yeah, I attended Catholic grade school, high school, and college.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Audience, it's a good thing that Jaden was so committed to her Catholic faith, because she would need to lean on it when injuries showed up at Notre Dame. And incidentally, friends, while it is a requirement that guests on this show be practicing Catholics, by no means do I mandate that they attended Catholic schools. Yet this week, we have yet another guest who did. And you just heard Jaden rattle off all those schools. Speaking of Catholic institutions, Alliance Catholic Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Catholic Sports Radio. And when you become a member of Alliance Catholic Credit Union, you are helping to support Catholic education. Through Alliance Catholic Foundation, they provide over $50,000 in scholarships every year to families, Catholic high school students, and young people pursuing a college degree. By becoming a friend of the foundation, you help support this work and are eligible to take advantage of all the benefits offered by Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholic.com. Alliance Catholic Credit Union, a financial home for Catholics where banking feels like a blessing. Federally insured by NCUA. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. Let's all do a little check-in here. Even though yesterday was not only the seventh Sunday of Easter, but the Ascension of our Lord, Lent is far in our rearview mirrors now. What sacrifice did you make during Lent? And was it something that was, oh gosh, I'm going to take advantage of being able to break my fast on Sundays, with something that you gave up? Or was there maybe a behavior, an activity that you took part in that expired on Easter weekend? Just like athletes challenge themselves, is there an opportunity for us to look in the mirror and say, I can still do that now? It does not have to be something I only did for Lent. Maybe you were going to daily Mass once a week. Perhaps that gets added back onto the schedule. Our parish priests were talking throughout Lent about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Did it become repetitive and got tuned out? Is that something that can be revisited? My Catholic Sports Radio ministry continues serving all year round, not just during Lent, not just for a season like some podcasts do. And regardless of the time of year you started listening, or maybe you are way behind and catching up on past interviews, whenever you are listening, maybe you do a self-audit and say, this is something that has really helped my faith life. I can do some almsgiving. I ask you to prayerfully consider supporting Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing. You can do so via the blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. That method is fast, it is easy, and it is secure. It will allow you to use your credit card, debit card, or even PayPal. And you type in whatever amount you want. There is no drop-down lists of amounts to choose from. Alternatively, and this is probably attractive to those who do not like putting credit card information on the internet, you can write to me through the website, social media, or by emailing me through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net for information on sending a check through the mail. And then, as you have heard me do when guests and listeners have sent in a contribution, with your permission, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode of the show as a public thanks, or as some have asked me to do, you can direct me to keep it anonymous. I am grateful for your prayerful consideration to include this ministry as part of your tithing as I continue working to bring us all closer to Jesus through the mix of faith and sports. Jaden, before all that, I hinted at the fact that you did battle with injuries during your college career. How did you persevere through that, since we know that you did overcome, given that you were such a highly decorated athlete at Notre Dame?
Yeah, so during my college career, every season I had what seemed to be a season-ending injury. So my freshman year, I had to compete on a torn quad. My sophomore year, had to compete with food poisoning, and then later redshirted that season. Junior year, I had a stress fracture in my shin, a torn ligament in my elbow. Wow. And after that, another stress fracture, then a strained hamstring, dealing with all that while having to compete on it. So for a lot of my college experience, when another injury would happen, I was constantly finding myself asking why. Like, Lord, why? Why do you keep putting me in these positions to suffer? Like, what? Why? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't blame
like just
you.
let me compete. It got old. It got old.
Yeah,
very fast.
You've blessed me with these gifts and talents, and here I am sitting on the sideline not using them.
Exactly. And so those were very frustrating times, you know, having to cross train, so like bike or swim instead of run. And for the listeners here who don't know what the pentathlon or the heptathlon is, essentially during the indoor season, I compete in 5 events of the pentathlon, and the outdoor season, I compete in 7 events, which are the 100 hurdles, the high jump, the shot put, the 200, the long jump, the javelin, and the 800 meter run. So needless to say, practice takes a long time, right? And so when you're injured and you're not able to do those events to the extent that you need to, it's very, very challenging. And so I'd pray a lot. You know, I was like, Lord, please just help me heal fast. Please help me get through this. He was absolutely building me up and building up my mental fortitude to be able to handle some very difficult things. And he also, you know, built up my resilience. From my experience having PANDAS and then through what I went through in college, I've developed this very like resilient, I will do this, I can do it, I will get through this mindset. And so through a lot of prayer, through finding the right people to rely on, to having a great sports psychologist to help me through it, and having a great family to lean on, I was able to overcome these seemingly serious setbacks, you know, in my sports career. And glory to God that I was able to not let that stop me and was able to do some pretty cool things.
Amen.
In my college career.
Amen. Yeah, praise God, because it would have been easy after maybe, say, sophomore year, for example, to say, okay, this is, maybe I'm not meant to be competing anymore. It'd be easy to give up and walk mm-hmm. away and turn your back on God, turn your back on your faith. And it sounds like you just got stronger and stronger faith-wise as well as physically and mentally.
Yes, yes. Again, he works in very mysterious ways, but it did all work out.
Mm. And audience, if you did not hear last week's interview with Father John Pulse, I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to that one. He had some great insights. He was ordained as a priest in 2022 and brought some interesting viewpoints from a Jesuit perspective to last week's conversation, some of it speaking to what Jaden is talking about when athletes are injured and kind of what that does in the way that Jaden is describing mentally, not to mention, obviously, the physical rehab. Jaden, tell us about the transition from being a heptathlete at Notre Dame to ending up on Team USA bobsled. As I understand it, set the record straight here, someone called to recruit you to the sport and you thought it was a scam. Who was that person and why did they seem to feel you would be a good fit for that sport?
So yes, you are correct. About 2 years ago, Alana Myers-Taylor, who happened to be the pilot I competed at the Olympics with, she DM'd me on Instagram saying, hey, Jaden, would love for you to try out for the bobsled team. Let me know if you're interested. I thought it was a scam because I didn't realize who she was. And I was also like, bobsled? Like, really? Like, okay, cool runnings. And so I ignored it.
Wow.
And then last winter, she reached out again saying, hey, Jaden, just reaching out. Let me know if you're interested in bobsled. We'd love to have you. And this time I responded, asked to learn more information, eventually was put in touch with the coach and kind of just like learn more about the sport and what the requirements were and the dates of the tryouts and stuff like that. But still very much focused on track because my goal was to turn pro in track and field at the end of my season, which would have been last August. By the time my last track meet for the Irish happened back in August, I decided that I needed to take a break from track just for mental and personal reasons. It had been a long 5 years of college and I just needed a break from track. And that's when I decided that I was going to pursue this invitation to try out for the bobsled team. Now, the reason why Alana had reached out,
yeah,
she was following my track career, but in order to be a good bobsledder, you need to have power, speed, and strength. And typically, short sprinters and jumpers from track and field transition very well into being a bobsledder.
Mm.
Heptathletes, like what I do, can also transition well if you're fast, right? So if you can run a fast hurdle time and a fast 200 and you're strong, you'll typically transition well into bobsled, which I did. So after I decided to temporarily hang up the spikes in August, a couple weeks later, I flew out to Lake Placid, New York, tried out for the bobsled team, had just 2 weeks to learn the sport before trying out, somehow finished in the top six overall, made the World Cup team, and a month later got shipped out to Europe for 4 months.
Wow.
And during that time, I had to really learn the sport and then somehow get good at it fast enough to make the Olympic team later that year. while being in a different, in six different countries with people I had never met, learning a sport I had never done.
So cool though. So cool though. Were you prayerful during this and saying, you know, Lord, I'm not really sure why you have me here, you know, but help me, guide me, give me strength, etc.?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think this goes for many people. When you're in such a position where you feel like you're so out of control, where you have really nothing tangible you can hang on to because your life is just all over the place, that is absolutely when, you know, God can shine his light and you're like, you give him that situation and Lord, and you say, Lord, just guide me, lead me through this, help me. And for me personally, help me perform to glorify you. Help me use this opportunity you've given me to glorify you.
Wow.
And so I was definitely, you know, praying hard, getting to Mass, praying the rosary, trying to surround myself with the right tools to get through what was a very intimidating time.
And then adversity showed up again just this past January, a month before the Olympics. Share with the audience about the scary incident at the World Cup in Switzerland and seeing the presence of the Lord in that.
Okay, so I'm sure most people are not familiar with anything bobsled related. So I'll just give you a short little briefing here. A bobsled weighs 300 pounds. And when we're going down an ice track, we hit between 80 to 90 miles an hour. My job as a brake woman is to push the sled super fast for as long as I can down the track. Then I jump in and I hang on with my head in between my legs. So I can't see anything. So essentially you're going down a roller coaster on ice and a metal bullet blinded. So you cannot see anything. And then once we cross the finish line, I pull the brakes. And that's my job. Well, this particular race in Switzerland, it was actually during practice, so preparing for the race. And me and my pilot were going down the bobsled track, and we got in a super severe crash. So crashing in bobsled is not uncommon. It does happen. But the brutality of the one we experienced was very much out of the ordinary. A crash that severe does not happen. So essentially what happened was my pilot was not predicting the next curve fast enough. So the next curve came up on her quicker than she expected. And we slammed into the wall, slammed into the other wall, flipped upside down, hit the next wall, got the blades, which are the runners underneath the sled. The blades got stuck in the wall. It took a chunk of ice out of the wall. I got ejected from the sled, flew 5 feet in the air, slammed the ice on my back. I started sliding down the track on my back. My pilot was still stuck in the sled, and she continued to flip upside down and right side over three more times down the track. The steering was completely broken. The axle was snapped in half. And the only reason why the axle didn't rip through the sled, which would have ripped through my pilot, was because there was a little piece of metal put in to the sled the week before that prevented that from happening.
Whoa.
So needless to say, we both could have died. So I was super beat up, went to the hospital. I'm still actually dealing with a back injury from that moment because it took such a toll on my body. But during that time, you know, it was very difficult because one, I thought I was paralyzed, but once I eventually gained feeling again, I was in so much pain that I was like, there is no way I'm going to be able to compete in 5 days. I couldn't bend down. I couldn't twist. I couldn't lift anything. I couldn't even dress myself. I was just incapable of moving because of how bad I was hurting. But I also knew that if I did not race in Switzerland, that the odds the coaches picked me for the Olympic team were close to none. Because how the structure of a bobsled season works for the United States is every brake woman is guaranteed one race per season. If you perform well at that one race, you'll be granted another race. But if you don't perform well at that one race, you're done.
Gotcha.
You don't get any more chances.
Gotcha.
So I performed well in Latvia, which is why I got to perform in Switzerland. But I also knew that the coaches were not going to take me to the Olympics as a rookie with just one race experience. So long story short, somehow through a lot of grace and a lot of grit, I was able to push through the pain and perform in the race, which I think ended up helping me make the Olympic team.
And as I understand it, your pilot is a strong Christian as well.
She is. Yes, she is a remarkable woman. Absolutely.
Well, go ahead and tell us about competing at the Winter Games 3 months ago and the absolute highlight of being on the world stage as an Olympian, your dream from childhood.
Yeah, so it was absolutely a dream come true. The environment was like magical. It was so exciting. Everyone was super patriotic, super excited. Like, people from all countries were just so alive. Everyone was so energetic. The opening ceremony was one of the most special experiences I've ever had, just being in Cortina, Italy, waving the flag, like clapping hands with the fans. Just everything about that experience and representing the United States was, there's almost not a word for it. It was that amazing. And then on top of that, the beauty of where we were, Cortina, Italy, is in the mountain region, in the Dolomite Mountains in Italy. And so we were surrounded by mountains and everything is covered in snow. So it looks like a winter wonderland. And then on top of that, yeah, I got to compete for the United States. And there was a lot of pressure, you know, like when you make an Olympic team for the U.S., there's a different expectation than what other athletes from different countries may experience. Because as a United States athlete, we are almost automatically expected to medal because we have that talented of athletes. And so you do feel the pressure of the country on your shoulders and you do want to perform for them. And so I was definitely a little nervous, you know, this is my third race ever doing a sport I just learned at the world's biggest stage, you know? And so that was pretty intimidating, but being a high level athlete there prepared me mentally to be able to handle that amount of pressure. And plus having my family there to support me and my boyfriend, they were just amazing. And so overall the experience was just out of this world. And then to finish the experience, the closing ceremony was held in a 2,000-year-old Colosseum, which was super cool. And so everything about the experience was just, it was remarkable. Yeah, really.
One of my favorite Bible verses has always been Luke 1:36, which says, "For nothing shall be impossible for God." And so for you to be a young girl and say, "I want to be an Olympian someday," nothing is impossible for God because he got you there in the sport that you would not have guessed to be the one that would get you there.
Right. I know. Exactly. Exactly. And there was a point while I was competing in track and field where, you know, so I had competed in two Olympic trials for track and field. And after the second one, I was like, man, I didn't make the Olympic team that year in track. I was like, is it ever going to happen? Like, does God want me to be an Olympian? So I definitely had doubts on whether I'd be able to accomplish my dream. And then God opened a different door and made it happen.
Beautiful, beautiful. And audience, as we wrap up, we're going to come full circle now because you heard at the beginning of our interview, Jaden talk about PANDAS. I told you that's the acronym. So Jaden, no surprise, you still are very active despite the back injury. Next month, you will be participating in a 5K in Washington, D.C. to raise awareness and fund research for PANDAS. Clearly, you've chosen to use your platform to bring more attention to that.
Thank you. Yes, I will be participating in a 5K and then giving a talk at the Alex Manful Fund's annual dinner. And the Alex Manful Fund is a organization dedicated to funding research for PANS and PANDAS. And so I'm a board member for them, and that's who will be running the show for the 5K and then the dinner. But if you want to learn more information, go to my social media. And you can find all the information there to sign up or donate to the cause.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Jaden, wonderful to have you on the show. God bless you. Thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And audience, let's close this week's episode with a prayer to Saint Sebastian, the patron saint of athletes, and do that together right now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear commander at the Roman Emperor's court, you chose to be also a soldier of Christ and dared to spread faith in the King of Kings, for which you were condemned to die. Your body, however, proved athletically strong and the executing arrows extremely weak. So another means to kill you was chosen, and you gave your life to the Lord. May athletes be always as strong in their faith as their patron saint so clearly has been. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.